This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Just like that.
Yeah, just like that. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Richie, would you look around for some more Good Day theme songs? I'd like to get a little more variety. You know how my boredom quotient gets high.
What's the dilemma?
What's the dilemma?
Are you ready for this?
Mitch McFadden, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us. Dr. Joy, you can tell us why it is that my patience or tolerance for hearing the same thing over and over again is short. All right, what's the problem?
So we decide we're going to use this nifty idea of getting songs that use the term good day in them as our theme opening. We have, 15 or 20 in the bucket.
I don't think we had that many. I think
of those 15 or 20, you have already killed 6, 7, 8.
Okay.
So we're kind of like down to that. So now you say, okay, I want more.
Right.
Well, we've already gone through everything from the beginning of time until within the last couple of years. Mm-hmm. So anything we add that is new is going to be new music.
Mm.
Not something from 1980, 1970.
Okay. Oh, fine. Let's find something. Did Katy Perry have some song that has Good Day in it?
Well, and that would be the
Taylor
thing.
Swift.
Taylor Swift came out with a song that had Good Day. So your percentage of liking those
of approval
is likely not to be high.
Well, so it's worth the effort.
Let me suggest, children.
Yes, Mom.
That what you do is, Richie, without sort of making a big deal of it, just reintroduce some of the old songs in.
No, I'll yank them.
That doesn't work.
They'll be yanked. If I didn't like them and they got yanked, it was
Is the reason that you didn't like them is because you heard them all the time?
Well, maybe than that. They were too, because a lot of these have been in there for a long time. There are three or four that I really like. But
three or four isn't very many.
All right, Rizzi, go through all. We have what, seven? How many do we have in the rotation? Let's fix this right now. By the way, the feedback from listeners are that Joy is a great addition, Rizzi.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, thank you.
It sounds like we have great respect for her. And we do.
Well, absolutely.
I didn't want to be really ugly about it, but these are Joy's boys. I mean, they have shirts. I wanted to do them in sequence. They said no.
Yeah, but, right. Joy Brown is on the air from noon to three every day. A lot of great radio stations around the country. Been at it for a long time. She and I have shared a friendship for a long time. I think the first time we met was when we were doing a road show. And I'm trying to remember, Alan Combs, you and me, and I think Michael Reagan. Do you remember that? I want to say it was in Florida someplace. Do you remember that? How long ago was that?
Who was the guy that out of Boston who went, he then came to New York, then he went to San Francisco, and he had torticollis. Gene Burns.
Gene Burns.
I think it was Gene Burns. So I think that was the four of us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. Yep. And there's the only you and I left. I don't know what that says about our longevity.
Okay. But,
true. That's true. Well, we're going to be the last people standing.
Okay.
I've got all of the rejected songs here.
All right, let's hear some of the rejected.
That's negative. Why don't you do the positive, the ones that are still there?
Well, because you're already bored with those. So we need to go and revisit some of the things you've grown. You're tasteless. And
I already
probably didn't like broccoli when you were a kid.
No, I did like broccoli actually. I like green vegetables.
So here are the ones over the last couple of years that we've taken out, and you tell me whether any of them are acceptable again.
I kind of like that.
That's okay. I'm surprised I took that out.
Yeah. See, guys, you argue with me.
Okay, come on.
That one goes back in.
I'm going to get psychoanalyzed. Okay. I know before. This is
okay. My rating just went down.
It's okay.
You give such good answers to everybody but me. I know. I've heard that a lot.
Really?
All right. So the next one.
Oh, you know it was a good day.
I kind of like that. Kind of gospel-y.
That one's okay.
Okay, that one's okay. All right, hold on. Let me see. Next one. Today was a good day.
Oh, today was a good day. That's
all right. That one's okay, too.
Why did I take that out? I get tired of that.
I was once in an elevator with Johnny Mathis, and I said, could you sing?
All right, Otto, are you ready?
Yeah. I can't believe.
No, I don't want that one either.
Okay.
No, that one takes
a little bit. That's your buddy Ice Cube, actually.
Yeah, okay. No.
That's Diddy.
It takes too long to get to the point.
That's Diddy.
Yeah.
That's okay,
don't you
think?
Who's that?
Manifest.
That's not bad, Doug.
All right, we'll come back to that one.
Yeah. Hold on. It's worth
a second. There's Eddie Kirkland.
That's all right.
I like that.
Okay, all right.
I remember pulling all these out. I think you pulled them out. No. I don't know. You like this, Joy?
I do. I kind of do. Especially if I don't have to listen to it all the time. It's part of the rotation. Because it's very female, and the rest of them are all male.
Yeah, okay. Well, we need that, isn't it?
No, that's horrible. That makes my teeth hurt. Yeah, not good.
Stimulating for the audience, I'm sure. No.
Already,
no,
I hate this.
Yeah, no, it's just slow. Gotta be upbeat.
It takes too long to get to that.
But can't you speed some of these up so it's like Donald Duck? I like this. No?
I like this one.
Nah.
I'm overriding you. I'm adding that one.
Yeah, really.
That's it. That's all of them. That's all the ones.
Well, but you put back in, what, five or six?
Yeah.
Yeah. Or was it?
You've now doubled your...
Yeah, why did I take that out?
You didn't. It's still in there. I was just checking, making sure.
All right, so now we throw you that exercise. The story from Ohio today is that a church has filed a federal lawsuit against a strip club. They have cited a statute used by abortion clinics against demonstrators. This is this particular story goes back a long time. Protests, counter-protests, suits, counter-suits between the church and this particular club. The specific of the suit, they're trying to bar the Foxhole North Strip Club. Foxhole North Strip Club. And its owner, Thomas George, and his employees, from coming to church topless on Sundays.
The people are coming to church topless
to protest church members' demonstrations on the Friday nights the strip club is stripping. The strip club is across the street from the church.
Can I point out that church attendance has gone up by 500%?
My God, I would have thought so.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
The New Beginnings Ministries runs this church. William Durfee.
Look, if you call yourself New Beginnings, that's right. Garden of Eden. I mean, I think topless seems consistent.
Yeah. Thomas George owns the strip club, and he's the defendant. Lawsuit filed by William Dunphy, who's a pastor at the church. Isn't it ironic that he likes to protest abortion clinics and he uses that law to fight me, said George. The lawsuit was filed that invokes the Freedom of Access to Clinic Entrances Act, a statute signed by Bill Clinton in 1994 that protects both reproductive health clinics and churches from protests that would intimidate or block access. The minister accuses the owner and his employees of intimidating and threatening his congregants.
All right, so they're not actually in the pews. They're out front.
This
topless.
Is Warsaw, Ohio, which is 60 miles northeast of Columbus, sort of center state, if you will. I know this little, it's a fairly small little town. Man, this has put him on the map.
Absolutely. Not both the church and the strip club.
Oh, yeah.
Both of those guys, are, you know, it's one of those things that they would make a movie about. That they're going in the back room and saying, hey, guys, if we do this, the collections will increase.
And the local police say that they are upset because it's draining county resources for something, all these protests on both sides. Because when the topless women show up at church on Sunday, the police get called. And when the protesters go over to the topless club on Friday, the police get called. And the police say, no, cut it out. But they haven't. They keep calling, and they're at each other, and one wonders what the resolve of this is.
Here's how it's going to get resolved.
Yeah.
The police are going to turn in the overtime budget, and the taxpayers are going to say, you guys cut it out completely, and then it'll all stop.
Yeah.
Because this is two guys who are both, you know, they're both getting off on this. They both have what we call subtext woo-woo going on here, right? They're both
subtext
getting secondary gain. Yeah, they taught us that in graduate school.
Really?
Yeah, it's from the Greek, which means, you know, it's not what it
woo-woo.
Seems to be.
Yeah, right.
Subtext
right.
woo-woo.
I would think it's not what it is.
This is a lot of subtext woo-woo.
Yes, it is. The stuff trending at DougStefan.com today, Kim Davis standing her ground, but same-sex couples are getting marriage licenses.
I told you she wouldn't let go of this.
Utah had some flash flooding in the last 24 hours. Yeah. 7 people were killed, 6 are missing, and the country's that are in the European Union are now bringing back border controls, which sort of flies in the face of what the European Union was all about. So that's the heavy stuff. More of the lighter routines. Dr. Joy here on Good Day.
You know what's always on my mind, kid? Safety. I live, eat, and breathe safety. When I wake up in the morning, I have a large cup of safety with 2 sugars and a dash of safety. Safety matters. Your safety, my safety, everybody's safety. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products, services, and resources to help keep our facility safe and our people safer. Now pass me one of those safety donuts over there. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
Did you know that walking actually burns more fat than jogging? Walking 30 minutes a day, 5 times a week, builds bone mass and reduces your risk of osteoporosis. Walking also improves heart health by increasing heart rate and circulation and can actually cut your odds of catching a cold in half. Make a plan to walk 30 minutes a day, and while you're out, walk on by to say hi to your local Health Mart pharmacy. They'd love to see you. Caring for you and about you, this health tip is brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Visit HealthMart.com.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the 2nd year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Hey, Staples guy. My store just opened down the street.
And you need to get the word out.
Right.
Well, Staples is your one-stop shop for all printing and marketing needs.
So you can print grand opening flyers?
Yes.
Grand opening banners?
No problem.
Custom t-shirts?
Piece of cake.
You saw cake?
It's just the same.
Oh, shame. I love cake.
Now at Staples, 500 business cards are just $9.99 every day. Copy and print more for less. At Staples, make more happen.
In-store and online are not combined. One site only on white mat. No cash or credit back on prior purchases. Tax and shipping extra.
Yes, it's 21 after the hour. That's true.
True.
Yes.
healthy, organic, fresh fish, robust, mouth-watering vegetables, all from your home. It's called aquaponics. This brilliant, self-sustaining protein and veggie system is perfect for year-round growing. Know exactly where your food is coming from. AquaponicsSource.com is the one-stop shop for all your needs. Fish, fish food, plumbing, full systems, classes, and more. Learn to build your own system. Go to AquaponicsSource.com for a free guide to aquaponics. That's AquaponicsSource.com.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
All right, so we have our weekly list of the top songs, starting this week in 1982 with the Steve Miller Band at Abracadabra. Who remembers this? Crank it up, Regine. Great song, great pop song.
Got me spinning round and round, round and round, and round it goes. Where it stops, nobody knows. Every time you call my name, I heat up like a burning flame. Burning flame, full of desire. Come here, baby, let the fire get higher. I wanna reach out and grab ya.
Reach out and grab ya. Abracadabra. What a great word that is. Abracadabra. Abracadabra. I remember as a kid when I tried to perform mystery and magical performances for my family when I was 5 or 6. I used to say abracadabra, bitchy kaboo. I can think of nothing but boo to you or something. I don't even remember what I, but I remember abracadabra and bitchy kaboo being part of it. All right, that's probably too much information about mine yet.
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, 25 past the hour. Number one during this week in 1983, Billy Joel. Tell her about it. Another good pop tune, Ricky.
I just love the music of the word song.
Tell her about it. So New York. Tell her crazy dream. Let her know.
Billy Joel is one of those people who just he's the Ever Ready Bunny, right?
Yeah, his show is
different
great.
Kinds of songs.
I went to see him in Boston at Fenway Park. We went in July. It was a night. And it was fantastic. Much better than I thought it was going to be, frankly.
Yeah.
All right, so Billy Joel, during this week in 1983, big song, Tell Her I Love Her. Moving to this week in 1984, John Waite.
Oh, wow.
That's a movie song, isn't it? It's come out of a movie?
It didn't come out of a movie. I'm sure it's likely to have been used in one. I know you hate this song, Doug.
Yeah.
Grammatically incorrect.
It's not great grammar.
I hate missing you.
We can move on to a Tina Turner song from this week in 1985.
We don't need another hero.
This is from a movie, wasn't it?
Thunderdome.
done. We did it yesterday.
Right.
But it's good enough to do twice.
Is it really?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. It was one forever.
I would say we stick with it, especially when you see the next song.
Lionel Richie, number one this week, goddamn E6, Dancing on the Ceiling.
Let's go back to Tina.
Yeah.
Fast.
Really? No, let's go to Whitney Houston fast.
I was at a Halloween party at her house last year, believe it or not.
Last year? Who was there? She wasn't there.
No, she hasn't been for some period of time, but it was her costume, and they actually had a surprise birthday for me, because my birthday was actually halfway between it's in October. So.
Why were you at a party at Whitney Houston, dead Whitney Houston's house?
Well, it's a good question. I had a friend who asked me if I wanted to go to a costume Halloween party at Whitney Houston's house, and who's going to say no to that?
Yeah. She's dead.
Well, I know she wasn't there, but they actually had this huge big cake for me, and this guy was a cross-dresser as Joan Rivers and dropped the cake.
Oh, my gosh.
And everybody thought it was part of the gig.
My God.
I didn't know anybody but my date, but it was an interesting...
Robert Palmer, number one this week, 1988, Simply Irresistible.
That's exactly what Joy said.
Uh-huh.
When she was standing there with cake.
Chocolate. This is from this was also in the play where the woman comes in the yellow dress.
Really?
All right, Doug, close it out with Robert Palmer here.
We did, didn't we? I'm with who? Nah, Millie Vanilli. Nah, it's 28 FDR. Forget that.
Okay.
Did you see that Google... What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal? Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen.
Offer ends 9/26, valid in-store and online while supplies last.
Walmart can help you stay one step ahead of flu season. Because at Walmart, you can get your flu shot anytime from one of our certified pharmacists. No appointment necessary. And while you're in the store, pick up Lysol disinfecting wipes and Lysol disinfectant spray that actually kill cold and flu viruses and antibiotic-resistant bacteria. These are steps you can take right now at Walmart to help prevent the flu from getting to you.
Some immunizations may not be available in all locations due to state law restrictions on pharmacist-administered immunizations. Age restrictions may apply. Use all products as directed.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. for the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Billy Ray Cyrus on the show.
Yes.
Right after he wrote this this song, and you were like, you know what, this could be the theme.
I thought that we changed the need to change the lyrics for something.
Well, we told him, we said, you know, can we use this for the theme? This is what he said.
New theme for the Good Day Show from Billy Ray Cyrus. Billy Ray, you wouldn't mind if we use this as a theme to the Good Day program, would you?
You are a genius, Doug. It is perfect for your show.
It is.
The song is about those moments that you cherish, and I know that you guys entertain people every single day and lift people up, and that's what the song Good Day is about. And it was released 3 or 4 weeks ago to radio, and it is spreading like Hellman's mayonnaise.
That was good.
He was a good sport about it.
Yeah, he was. 34 after the hour. Speaking of good sports, Dr. Joy Brown is here with us on Good Day. Catch her program weekdays noon to 3 on many of these same stations. Go to drjoy.com if you want to figure out how to get in, get a question in. If you're not able to listen when she's on the air live, you can phone it in. You can do everything. You can even think it in. I got my...
No, that one, I'm going to have a hard time picking that up.
All right, okay.
No, we'll pick it up
send
for
it
you.
Through early.
Right.
Hi, yeah. Richie is at the controls in our studio in Washington here, apologizing not often, but appreciating very often the power of the people who listen to this program, kind of like what Billy Ray Cyrus just said. I didn't say this in your presence last week, I don't think, Joy, but as a sort of introspective or self-reflective way of examining where I am in my life at this moment, I have never really thought much about my quote-unquote success. I attribute it to having good people around me. I attribute my work ethic to just who I am. The fact that this program has survived and will start its 28th year next month.
Wow.
The fact that I've done all these other things in my life. I never really think about me. I said, actually, the last night Meredith and I were talking about this, and I don't put myself first. And maybe that's a way, you know, you look at people like Howard Stern and Rush Limbaugh. I don't put you in this because you and I have had, I think, similar paths, similar frustrations, similar realities, because our approach on the radio and our approach in life to most of the things that confront us is to move on. Move over, move up, whatever.
Well, it'd be positive.
Yeah, but we work on things.
Yeah.
Yeah, but the first, I mean, you and I, nobody's going to ever have to have a benefit for the two of us.
But
we've been very good, steady radio performers for a long, long time. And there aren't a lot of us who can say that, and I say that proudly, because I am, that's something that I've become more aware of and more proud of as time goes by, because there are really, literally, fewer of us around. Never mind age, just fewer of us, no matter what, because there are fewer jobs, because everything's getting automated, and everybody's getting fired, and there's this voice track for that. There's no reality left. For the most part, so that people gravitate to programs like yours and mine because we are real and there is a reality to it. It's not the same reality as Howard presents or as Limbaugh presents, but you know, a guy who really is good, who has achieved a great deal of success, is Dave Ramsey. I don't know if you know him or not.
A little bit.
He and I, he's always very nice to me, always. There's a note in the mail when I accomplish something, and maybe with you as well.
He really has.
But there's something to his message that has so resounded. Hey, he's created a huge business out of his radio program in a way that you and I haven't, because that's not necessarily where we are. We do things different. I've been so wrapped up in the farm for most of my life. When opportunities presented themselves, like I had somebody come to me and wanted me to do a television program about 10, 12 years ago, and I didn't do it because it would require me being away from the farm in the summertime. So I said, no, I don't really want to do that. I want to be on the farm. And then there are other things that have come around. And it's interesting because I have decided to lessen the load of what the farm is about, it frees me up. My ideas now that I had 10, 15, 20 years ago that are still things that I could do are sort of coming back into the fold. And I guess that the reason I bring it up is because there have been a lot of people in the last 3-4 months especially that have come around and said, do you realize what you've done with your life to this point? Because they could see, these were my friends, that I was down because I had to stop doing the farm the way I was doing it. I had to change the way I, if I have a farm, and I can never imagine not living on a farm, but I got to do it differently because it doesn't serve me anymore.
Yeah.
And that's something that's hard for a lot of people to realize. How do you move to the next thing? What serves you well and what doesn't serve you well? You can use that in relationships. You can use it in work. You can use it with your family. I have felt a different sort of... I was just sending a note to my two children. I spent the last 3 days with them in California. And it's very interesting, as a father, you think back to when your children were young. That's the definition for many of fatherhood. Richie is a father because he's taking care of and fathering and mentoring his two young children. So when you get older, you don't feel like you have to play that role.
It's a different kind of role.
It is. And that's the sort of thing I was getting to. It's like everything else that's changing in my life, relationship-wise, work-wise, family-wise. You know, and I have been conflicted through my life. This is me and the shrink. But maybe it plays well for people who are listening, because it's a good way of you dealing with your own stuff. I have had my reliance on business and maybe the farm to a lesser extent to identify me. And yet I'm much better as a friend, and I'm much better as a father now that my children are older, I seem to be paying more attention to them. Not that I didn't pay a lot of attention to them when they were younger, but it wasn't always the right kind of attention. You know, we've talked a lot today about power and control and how it's exercised, and how I ask this of you, those of you who are parents, do you, and it's a fine line, this would be a good question for Richie, how do you not be overly, how do you be overly not controlling of your children and still have the control over them that they need, because they're looking. I think children want and need boundaries.
I don't think you have to control them.
Rules. No, you don't have to. No, but see, there's the difference. You have to control them, but they need to know there are rules, and they need to know.
You
know,
boundaries are different than control.
Mm-hmm. I watch a friend of ours who tries to be his kid's best friend.
No.
Bad idea.
Doesn't work. And the kid's a good kid, very intelligent.
No, bad.
But it just it doesn't work.
No. You can be friendly to your children, and you set a good example.
No, I mean, you know, my kids and I go out and do stuff. We hang out, you know. So we.
But what happens, Richie, when they use the wrong tone? I can remember saying to my daughter when she was 16 years old.
I snapped my son right back into place when he talked to his sister in the wrong tone.
No, I'm talking about you. My daughter said something to me when she was 16 years old, and I went right to her face.
Yeah.
And I said, I had my finger out. And the whole thing got, well, I mean, we laugh about it now. She said to me, okay, Daddy, you're going to hit me? Go ahead, hit me. Like that, like egging me on. But she was a terror when she was that age.
You know, we just had this conversation with a couple of friends of ours. Our sons are 11.
Mm.
And we had the conversation because, you know, every now and then your kids, you know. I always remember when my brother turned 15, and my dad never ever touched us, but this one time when my brother was 15, he got really,
he needed it,
inappropriate with my dad.
Uh-huh.
And my dad went to grab him, and he said he didn't move. So, and that kind of stayed with me, you know, because my brother and I were good, respectful kids. And I want to make sure that by the time...
You have respect for your elders now, though.
Right. I just want to make sure that my son is a respectful kid at the age of 11, so that when he's 15 and you can't... When they're at that age, man, they're kind of, you know, they're their own person almost by
then.
They
figured it out.
So much so that we started talking about this a few weeks ago with a couple of the other parents. We got this letter in the mail for cotillion classes.
Good God, dances? Still, they have that to dance school?
And manners.
Mm-hmm.
What fork to use, how to present yourself to people in certain situations.
Finishing school.
And I looked at my son and I said, you know what? I'm not going to make you do this, but I want you to know it's important to me that you know how to act respectfully.
Yeah, well, also, but Richie, those things are...
But then we started talking.
Yeah.
All three of our kids start tomorrow night.
Good.
The cotillion classes.
Yeah, that's good. And it is important in social circumstances to use your fork and your knife the right way. And to, at dinner
time...
To
know how to shake somebody's hand, look them in the eye. I work with my kids on that.
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah.
It's a lost art.
It's really, really important.
Absolutely.
And it doesn't happen enough. And it will set my kid apart. Now, a lot of this I should be teaching at home.
Mm-hmm.
But there's just something about my son and two of his buddies having to get dressed up in clothes that they hate, but they'll do it because they're going with their buddies that will make an impression upon them, and I want him to do it.
Well, this goes back to what I was saying a few minutes ago about
and the classes
where you are,
out, by the way.
Why is it, of course, then there ought to be more of those courses around, I think, anyway.
Well, there are more. There are now ones they're teaching in school of manners and stuff like that.
Good. Yeah, well, they better go back to teaching some other things in school, too, but it's not bad that they're teaching that sort of thing. But to sort of finish what I was saying about where we all are going and where we've been and the reflection that is necessary at various points in your life. I think thinking about that with my son and my daughter, who are both going through major, major changes in their lives. And they're good changes. They are wake-up changes. They are adult changes. And I have, you know, it is sort of what's your priority relationship. And my priority relationship has been with my children. And that's not the way it is now. My daughter has a husband and she has a son. And those two relationships are appropriately the most important relationships in her life. And my son, sort of the same way, figuring out in his way, but his relationship with my daughter, the two of them are very close. So it's almost the four of them, if you know what I mean. The parenting, they decided, my daughter and her husband decided they were going to bring nobody in to help raise the children. So they were fortunate because they're both profs, so they can choose their hours. So when Megan's teaching, Matthew's not. And so they're always with the baby. And if, in fact, they both have to be at school at the same time, then Brendan works his schedule around so he can take the baby. And it's just the three of them. And they have decided they want no schooling. They don't want to put them in daycare. They don't want to do any of that stuff. And I'm very proud of them for having figured this out. But it really is it's a definitive sort of delineation of how life has changed, because they don't need me.
Right.
That's the reason. They
the
don't need me.
Is when they start taking care of you.
Yeah, well, that's not,
like we take my brothers and I take care of my mom. I mean, she lives by herself, takes care of herself, everything. But, you know, we are the ones that are there for her.
Well, Megan's husband's father is 80-something or other, and he's not able to care for himself by himself anymore. So they put him in an assisted living place, and they spent a lot of time this weekend talking about that. And I know they were talking to me, and I assured them that the circumstance they found themselves in with him, they will not find themselves in with me. But it's just, you know, my priority now, my prime relationship is with Meredith. Not that I didn't want it to be that way, but I never clarified what, you know, in my own mind, in my anybody else's, in my own mind, what the priority relationships are. And I think that's what happens a lot with people. They don't realize what the priority relationships are and how to conduct those priority relationships. And so I just think, and I think that's what happens when people get a little older and they've been married for a long time and the children are gone. This is what happens. The kids don't need you anymore. And you're looking at somebody that you don't really like and haven't liked for much of your life. And you think, okay, this is over. What do we do now? And I think that's what, Joey, you must have a lot of people that come to you that say, you know, I don't know what to do. I don't really like my spouse. And I certainly don't want to make them my priority relationship. I got to go, develop a relationship with friends or maybe find a new person in my life. But it's about, I can see where a lot of people who are my age who come to this realization and they get frustrated or angry about it because it requires them to change their focus.
Change is difficult for people. I think the only way to kind of avoid those cataclysmic things is to kind of do pretty periodic updates. Mm-hmm. Because your kids haven't really needed you for a long time.
No.
And they needed you with all due respect. And they just need you in different ways.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's, you know what it is when it comes down to it, it's not even need, it's not even emotion, it's time spent. And if you think about it, that's really the shift of spending less time at work.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids are willing to devote less time to you because they devote more time to each other to their child. So the issue isn't involvement or caring. It's not even changing responsibilities. It's changing delineation of time.
So and also,
time's all we got.
And that's, you know, when I think about how the farm sort of has gone away, at least the way I've done it
before.
All
that time.
Now I have more time to do other things.
And the question is, what do you do with that time?
I have lots to do with it and lots of things that I want to do with it. And maybe the most important is develop a good personal relationship, which I've never had in my life.
Well, things do take time, and we have different priorities, as you point out, at different times. But instead, I think the most important thing, as far as I'm concerned, as a therapist, is you don't look back. You just say, okay, what would I like?
Baloney.
What do I want that I don't have right now, and how do I get it?
In the
rather
now.
Than
being
of trying to compare it to what you were, what you wished you had. Just stay where you are, and what do you want going forward? What do you want in the next year? What do you want in the next 5 years? What do you want written on your tombstone? How are you going to spend your time? Because that's how we define our lives, is how we spend our time.
How would I like to have one on my tombstone? I'd like to have a picture of a cow poop. online?
Well, I think we can manage that. There are a lot of people who think there's cowproof now.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. Right now, get up to $250 off select laptops, desktops, and 2-in-1 PCs with Windows 10.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free. Get more tech for up to $250 less. Staples, make more happen. Offer ends 9/26, valid in store and online while supplies last.
It is time to move forward, as Joy said. So let's move forward. 51 past the hour, and good day.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the sacral wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the sacral wedgie.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Now 53 after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Time for us to visit with Greg Stebbin, who's the technology editor for Men's Health Magazine, here to explain to all those of you who have a bad attitude, there is a robot being developed to replace you. And if you're not there with a smile, and if you're not there to be efficient, there is a robot that will take your job. How many jobs are at risk? We'll find out from Greg in a moment here on Good Day.
Your local pharmacist is also a HealthMart pharmacist. They're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her HealthMart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned HealthMart pharmacy near you. HealthMart, caring for you and about you.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Okay, the BBC reporting that 35% of jobs are at high risk to computerization over the next 20 years. So, what kind of jobs are we talking about? Probably is the first concern of many people. What say you?
Well, I'm actually looking at the list. This is a statistical analysis they've done. So you can actually, I'm going to post this on Twitter. You can type in your job and it'll tell you the likelihood that you will be replaced by a robot. The number one job likely to be replaced by a robot is, do you want to guess?
Hamburger helper.
That's in there pretty high, actually. Uh-huh. But the number one job, I think this is good news for everyone, including the person with this job, is a telephone salesperson.
Really?
Yes. Because, obviously, a robot can dial the phone, talk to you, and take your order. It can hear what you say.
Yeah, right. They do a great job. Although, every time you call Verizon, right, don't you get a, you have a great warm feeling when you're talking to somebody there.
But Doug, nobody said it was going to do a better job. Great job. Yeah. They just said it was going to do the job, get it done, and do it cheaper.
Oh.
Right?
I see. Okay,
this,
yeah.
This
right.
is not about cheap. Great. This not is about great. Cheap. Yeah.
Right. This is, I told a story on the air yesterday about going down State Route 241 in California in Orange County near Irvine. The road comes off of 133, which comes off of the 5, and you don't know when you get on it that it's a toll road. No sign that it's a toll road that you can't pay cash on. What they tell you when you get on the road is you have to pay by using one of two devices that you have to apply for and get. So those of us who come from out of state get on the road, and then afterwards we find out we have to go to a website. I challenge you to go to this website and figure out by looking at it how to pay what you're supposed to pay in order to use that road. It is incredible, the arrogance of that sort of thinking and direction, and yet then this is technology. This is they don't have any human beings involved in this whatsoever. None.
And you'll be interested to know that the website designer has a very low risk of being replaced by a robot.
Yeah, right. Okay, there you go.
So, I mean, this kind of change is inevitable. There's, the tide has turned. It's happening.
Yep.
And those kinds of scenarios are going to be increasingly part of our life.
As people demand more money for a job that doesn't deserve more money, they'll be replaced by something that doesn't get paid at all. So there
you go.
Google has been found guilty in Russia in an antitrust probe. This is kind of an interesting story. The Russian competitor is Yandex. So there's Google over there, and then there's Yandex. And apparently they abused their dominant position in the market, says the Russian court. So what does that mean to us over here? Probably not too much, except that Google stock in Russia won't be worth much. Right?
I think if you're a Google stockholder, I would not panic this morning.
No, I think that's probably true. Here's Greg Stebbins here with us on Good Day about technology.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.